ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Superior to me, who can accept the first oblations of all sacrifices. Purport. As stated by Krishna himself throughout Bhagavad Gita, there is no truth superior to him. King Vain was imitating the Supreme Personality of Godhead and was also speaking out of false pride, presenting himself as the Supreme Lord. These are all the characteristics of a demonic person.
So here the chapter is fourth canto, fourth chapter. We are hearing about the story of King Vaino. If you go back, how this thing happened, this is again happening. Actually, it comes from there. Long ago, we heard about some of the steep places there in Vrindavan. There is Madhuban, right? The prince, little boy like them, 6 years old or something. His father was Uttanapada, and this Dhruva, his family, descendants coming, who was here saying, So such thing happened from long, long years ago in the family of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was a great devotee, as you know. And still Dhruva Loka there, you can see the polar planet, pole star. His family members also are great devotees, but gradually they deteriorated. And one king whose name was Maharaj Vena, he was so extravagant, just like demon. This also happened due to his mother, who was said, Vedic literature says, son gets usually more the quality of mother than mother's family. And daughter usually gets more father and father's family. So this happened, same Vedic literature, everything is there. That his father was not, it said in Srimad Bhagavatam, mother was born, not a very good father, over the same. So she inherited the nature of this bad father, and her son also inherited the nature of his mother. You see? But the king, the father, was very pious, as it should be. So with this son's behavior, he became so much disgusted that he left home without any notice. So the king's son, Vena Maharaj, when he was installed on the throne, you know how this, we hear that Vidura being enlightened in the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, there's many dialogue there. Just like in the beginning start, Maharaj Parikshit asking Sukadeva Goswami. And Sukadeva Goswami is enlightening. And Prabhupada is also enlightening us. Lasting. And we are, the Prabhupada said, good disciple, become again, teach. Same thing to other future generations. This is going on. Evam parampara praptam imam rajasya upiti. And this way, we understand that Krishna told long, long ago something to Vibhasan, and this way is coming down. And Vibhasan told to Manu, the father of mankind. And Manu told the same thing to there are two dynasties. One comes from Moon dynasty, one comes from Sun dynasty. Two of the Lord's incarnation came from two different. From Sun dynasty came Lord Ram. From Moon dynasty came Krishna. So everything is there in Vedic literature, actually. All details are there. How this thing is happening. And we are having the same thing as Purva said, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Krishna said, Manmana Bhava. Who do I think of? Krishna said. Krishna said, so think of me. But we are coming in an age where people kill Krishna, banish Krishna. You read Bhagavad Gita in India and outside world, so many know Krishna. Even Kurukshetra is still there. No, Kurukshetra, this body is Kurukshetra. Big, big person, big sannyasi so-called, big leader, world famous scholar, philosopher, sannyasi. This is Kurukshetra, that's what he's saying. So such thing happened some long, long years ago, now also happening. Many claim themselves, I am God. Why are you looking for God? Can't you see God everywhere? Who is God? So sasya vidhim utsrijya. This is the quality of a demon. Huh? He doesn't care for what scriptures say, what authority say, Brahmin say. Krishna is the authority. Krishna is telling. He is free from defect. Can you say, I am free from defect? Four defects? No, do not make mistake. Anybody can tell. I don't make mistake. Yes? Good. Devotees are humble. They are honest. This we have got. And from Pramad. Pramad means illusion. You go outside, everybody is thinking, this body is me. This is a dog civilization, hawk civilization. Rishabhdev said, Nayam deho deho bhajam niloke kashtan kaman birhujan. It's like the hawk's dog civilization. Tapodibvam putchaka. These called human being who does tapasya, just get up early in the morning, take bath, and look, bright face. Nice tilak. Jamuna says, see tilak, neck beads, the great Vaishnava. Jamuna is telling his dutta, do not go to them. Pay obeisance to them, the great soul, the devotees of the Lord. Others arrest and bring it to me. They will put on trial and punish. This is one, Bena. He defied the authority of God, defied the authority of Brahmins. He's not saying, Bhagavad Gita. Chatudbar, Nagmaya system. I created this thing. Four types of varna and four types of ashram. That is always there in the world. May not be exactly like Veda Hari said that. Now, even the so-called Kali Yuga Brahmin, he has no qualities, nothing. Saying, I am Brahmin and want the facility. So Prabhupada made this ISKCON. Because I made this thing to create Brahmin, to create teacher. And everyone should follow the authority. Unfortunately, now demon crazy is called democracy by vote. Some people come to power. This is a Sudra. Kalo Sudra Sambhava. All Sudra. And Thay Beno is telling, you follow my authority. But Krishna said all this thing. In other words, they take the role of Krishna. Whole world full of impersonalist and voidist. More making advancement. Who cares for God? We are God. Even they tell you, go to Narayan, in India, they will say impersonalists say, we come in India also. We come like that, getting detailed. When, of course, everybody is not. Even outside world also. Some are jewels, just you are Krishna consciousness coming by association with devotees. Then, see each other, say, Namo Narayana. Are you Narayan? Let us see. Who has got four leg, four hands? Show. Only two hands saying I am Narayan. And telling other Narayan, what sort of Narayan is this? This is going on. This is like another Venom. The same thing, Krishna's time was there. There's one called Pondrak, you see in Krishna. Pondrak challenged Krishna. Send his agent, tell him, I am the Supreme Personality of God, I am D.L. Vasudev. But he has got two hands. Ludicrous. What is it called? Ridiculous. Please excuse my English. And Krishna laughed. Krishna taught him ultimately some good lesson. He challenged, Krishna went that way. So, all these books, Bhagavad Gita, there are 760 something like that, and not a single Krishna gave most confidential and become my devotee. Could not make a single devotee of Krishna. Seven, accept Bhagavad Gita as it is, as Prabhupada says. Exactly what millions of years ago Krishna told to Sun God. Same Manmana Bhava, please think of Krishna. Smattabha Sartam Vishnu. Vishattabha Na Jagte. Never forget that we came here. We see Jagannath. Baldev Shuddha, now he's smiling, Jagannath. Radha Vallabh, Radha Vallabh, Gondithai, Prabhupada, then telling what Gondita is Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us the same thing. Whether you are awake, going to sleep, taking rest, eating all the time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Bhaktivinoda Thakur say, one sincerely doing that. Of course, not simple activity doing at the same time. no meat preset, no this except, no gambling, all these things, gave up. Sakal vibhut, all your problem will be solved, Krishna will take care. You don't sit down, you try. Jai sakal vibhut bhakti vinod balen jagunam goi chan. Remember Krishna, Krishna help. Little kid calls out his father or mother, okay, helpless father or mother, at once go. May not go to the elderly, his son, daughter, because they can help, they can, they self protect. So, why not Krishna? Krishna says, Sarva Jonishu Kauntya, Aham Bija Pradapita. Among all living entities, I am the seed giving father. This guy is not like that, Krishna. This is fool, the whole world is fool. So, Prabhupada said that, that is why I have come here to make you Brahmin first. In the beginning of the movement, is that a class of teacher. Society is compared to a body. Body has got head, body has got hand, body has got feet. All these things, the society also compared to a body. Society body is head. Head is very important. That is Brahmin. Hand, Brahmo Janati, who knows I am not this body. 99.9999, most of them think I am this body. That means he is Gokhara, he is like an ass compared to an animal. You tell him, he may not accept. You get angry. What you tell me? So we politely say, they eat, we eat. They sleep, we sleep. They mate, we also mate. They defend, we also defend. What is the difference between them and us? Maybe little polished. Nice house, nice thing, huh? Nice food, this and that. But he's also sleeping. He has also his family, children, all these things. What is the difference? Huh? But come here, take nice prasad, chant, dance with us. You don't have to do anything. You don't give up your job. Just talk to him. They all come. No, we are God. We can, whatever we like, we will do. He doesn't believe after the death. He doesn't know. There is a science telling. Tatha dehantara prapti. From thee we have got a body like this. Now change, that body destroyed. Got this body, then this body. A little bigger, this body, then this body. One is changing, and this is changing. This is getting tatty. Why not? When they become old, like him, like me, I don't know. He looks like quite strong. That the devotee, because he is listening Krishna Katha, everybody else, like a frog, not chanting Hare Krishna, like devotee. Swan. Frog is going, wah, wah, wah. He is inviting there. Ayush Bharati, here. Beno was telling like that. If you follow our instruction, unlike others, Ayush Bharati, he is not chanting Hare Krishna. His life becoming reduced, less, less. Approaching death like snake is coming, oh, swallow the frog, frog like other living entity, not the devotee. Devotee is simply chanting whatever he is supposed to leave, but this is like a byproduct, nothing, it's just a side result, you know, and automatically he will live long. Many devotees we saw, but that is not the result. Result, actual result is develop attachment to Krishna, chanting Krishna's name. Yesterday we were chanting in the street, yeah? So nice, long time, so many people chanting with us, dancing with us, going, this year, they cannot believe. You see, look at their face. They're morose. So you ask them, how are you? Good morning. Good morning. Artificial. But the devotee is smiling. Such a demon. He's in a hospital, he's saying, how are you? Not too bad. Don't take back. So artificial. A devotee doesn't have to tell good morning. They see the face. Somebody going in a plane saw Prabhupada, said, Swamiji, can I talk to you? Yes, sir, come. Why not? I go round the world, and he is a father, Padji. He said, I see these are all our boys and girls of different countries, whether in Sydney, whether in Paris, London, New York, so many other places. They never went to temple, church, or whatever, synagogue. Never. But now I see they are mad after Krishna, how is this? I see everywhere they are so joyful and jubilant, chanting, dancing, very bright face. Bright face means free from anxiety. Prasanna, as I said, Krishna said, those who are practicing Krishna said, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. They know I am not this body. I am not Australian, I am not Indian, American, Russian. Man, woman, they can understand. Black, white, everything. But others, no. So they are Prasanna, they are Bishanna. You see, they are long face, most of the time. Maybe put on some. So many things, you know, cosmetic, this, necktie. Hello, good morning, this, that. But actually, it's not that. Ask it is, find out his life. I am hearing recently some coming to maybe Bhakti Vrikha, this, that. Many have got problem. They are not leading normal life. The man may not have wife, may not have children, they are all gone here and there. They are not chanting, not taking prasad. The father said, rascal, don't go there, come back. Surrender to me. You don't listen. This is the case of most of the guys. But we are trying to surrender. That is why you are getting the result. Prabhupada told him, you follow what the Bible says? Yes, yes. And Prabhupada pointed out, not following. He said, we are following. That you are getting the result. Those are your boys. Many Indians also like that. They come, but not many. Now are coming, son. That is why Prabhupada said, I made these boys and girls, they are copying. Indian boys and girls, copying them. So they also put in gene. This, that. Talk like men. Don't mind. Truth has to be told. And they are there. It's a nice family of Krishna. Vasudeva Kutumbakam. Whole world. Put Krishna at the center. Real united nation. Other united nation like a dog barking. Hoop, hoop, hoop. Different flag coming out, not united. Simply dissension, dissension. More flag. India is to have one flag, now India, Pakistan. Pakistan is to have one flag, separated, Bangladesh. Everywhere like that. United Nation, fighting. Still now going on. But here, all them are there. Russian there, American there. Indian there, Pakistani there. Hindu there, Muslim there. Jews there, Christian there, Jew, Christian, Muslim. So here, because Krishna at the center, everybody is the one family. Together eating, together chanting, dancing. Nowhere you will find. This is ideal society. So Prabhupada started with, Prabhupada said, these are the future of ISKCON. The little kids, make them Guruku. They learn how to control senses, then become perfect Brahmin. Perfect Brahmin, then you can come easily become Vaishnava, Vaishnava, no difficulty. That is Prabhupada saying. Farm community, grow your own food, don't work hard like this, like ass, lower than ass. You don't have to work hard, you have 3 months work and grow your food, some your extra milk from ghee, butter, cheese, you just sell. But don't stay long, be attached. It's maybe Krishna conscious family. You know, plan in such a way that when your son is grown up and up, take care of your wife and you become Vanaprastha. Take Vanaprastha life. This is ideal, Prabhupada. Did all these things. Then Vanaprastha gradually take sannyas. Don't take it cheaply. Somebody may say, who are I don't like, I have vairagya denunciation. What happened? I don't like to leave wife and children. Who will take care of them? Who will take care of your wife? Now where she will go? Who will maintain her? And your children? Who will give education? No, I want to. Don't take it cheaply. You really want to become sannyasi? You know? Our goal is not sannyas. Our goal is not brahmachari. Grihastha man, our goal to become perfect. Your devotee, and go back to God and join with Krishna. In Krishna, there is a man, woman there, father, mother there, children there, everything is there. That is what I am teaching here. You practice here. You have to become Vaishnava, not all these things. This is their husband, spiritual wife there. But they are so much attracted to Krishna that this attraction is not there. And that is what we are practicing here. Otherwise there are men like Ben who the whole world, Jagai, Madai and Ravan and Kumbhakarna, the great demon, the Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, who is God, they are claiming themselves. Now this another is Bena, and they are all finished by God, they will be also either God or his representative Brahmin. The Brahmin also got power. Brahmin also got power. Anybody can get power when he does some austerity, tapasya, automatically he get power. Either spiritual or material, doesn't matter. So Prabhupada did this thing, I said, this is ideal society. Otherwise, that is why he said, Krishna said, varnasram dharma, chatur varnam maya system, guna karma vyavastha. It's not just mechanical. Everybody has got some inclination, Prabhupada said. Now, Guru will tell, you have reading, writing, all this, Brahminical quality. So you write books, you translate to this. You are very good in collecting money, you collect for Krishna. You do good in business, Vaishya. You earn money for Krishna and give it to Krishna for expanding Krishna consciousness. Make building a temple for Krishna, not 50-story building. Something for Krishna, nice. Except in the outside India to find such thing, it looks like India. So the temples like that. Very beautiful. Like that. The Prabhupada wanted, the Prabhupada knew what will happen. And we are experiencing many things. Everything may not be very pleasant. Some little far from pleasant. But we have to make best use of bad bargain. Because this is the future of ISKCON, all these kids. They will become great devotees. Then they say they are what they are lacking, their father, mother, they will complete. Otherwise said, look, now who will take care of your irresponsible? You shouldn't be responsible. You want to become renounced. Very good. Just don't think your wife, children, will give you pleasure. Then you are there perfectly. Otherwise you are after respect, somebody will pay you obeisance, you are not qualified. You have to pay high price. Very high price. You have to become a brahmachari. Very difficult to remain brahmachari. I have seen most of the brahmachari. There is nothing wrong, you just become a Vaishnav. Take a wife and become a guest. What is it? Kali Yuga, that is natural. It's very difficult. What happened to Ajani? He was a Brahmin son in Kannauj, long back, Kannakuj. Some Brahmin and his boy was very nice boy. And he carried out the father's order, darling, I'm doing Narayan Shila Puja, you please bring this thing. What, daddy? Bring tulsi leaves, Ganges water, in Kanpur near there, the Ganges place, Ganges tulsi leaves, some flowers, and some fruits bring for the offering of the Narayan. I used to bring this day. But because which we see so much here now. Everywhere. Because he saw some Shudra and Shudra in what they dream, embracing things, they agitated, drinking, red, eyes become red and rolling, and then laughing, not properly dressed, loose, and dark he saw. Naturally, a boy growing up, he'll be agitated, though he has got all the good quality of his father. Been trained, every father trained his son, every mother trained his daughter. Father trained his son, so can he become a good Brahmin, father become proud of seeing the son better than me. So he made him like that, he became somehow control his mind, control his senses. It's difficult. Samo, damo, tapo. Tapo also we are doing, get up early in the morning, this is enough. Tapasya, study. Others are sleeping. Now for them, their future is also sleeping. Not ISKCON devotee. This is a bright place. in each of them, right? Why? Getting up early in the morning, taking bath. Even that, they accept modernity. The early to bed, early to rise makes a man hearty, healthy, wise. This is the Krishna consciousness. Scientists also accept it. So Prabhupada made this wonderful society for us. Otherwise, all become bent. This is all negative thing, I don't like to say. You see, chapter, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself is saying. Simply hand, feet, and there, two hands, 2 feet doesn't make somebody man. Madhvacharya says, unless you become at least like a little Brahminical, you cannot be God. You think this body, me, then you are hog and dog. This is modern civilization. Advancement means, make bigger hog, bigger dog. Work very, very hard and squeeze out your body and everything as much as you can. Enjoy sense gratification. This is modern civilization. Yes or no? Limitation is there only a little bit. You have got limited. How much you can enjoy with your tongue, with your generating organ. Limited. But it enhances. So many things you see advertised, so many things. In the internet, all nonsense, pornography, this, that, spoiling. It's only after money. More, more money, you're very proud. That is the ascent to the kingdom. You will automatically do, get. But if you do, jagga, prahi jagga, sankirtana jagga. Kali jagga, very simple jagga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, whether you are awake, going to sleep, all the time chant, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare Hare.
But Maya is so strong, anybody can fall down. So, association is of paramount importance. That is why Prabhupada made this ISKCON. ISKCON's constitution, one of the things is, never leave ISKCON board. He has got a perfect captain. Other captain may not be good. They may make big ship, Concord. They may make nowadays also. Previously, this Titanic. They are so proud that nobody can sink it. But it sank. It sank. Unfortunately. Concord also gone. Now no Concord is coming. They're very proud. So we make all these things. Like that. It doesn't work. But if Krishna constantly use all these things, we have perfection so much. So Prabhupada made this thing. Chatubarnam Maya system. Guna karma vibhavasa. I got John Guna. He has got Guna, the manager, a long time manager. Brahman, Khudya, Vaishya, Shuddha. Before leaving, Prabhupada, from our physical vision, he said, institute Varnasram Dharma. Means, everybody has got some inclination. Somebody is like a Brahmin, somebody is like a Brahmachari, somebody is like a Khatriya type, somebody is like a Vaishya type, collect. So use the professional science, that's a perfection. Very simple. But if you do not follow Kobase, you change it, add, subtract. And Kobase said, what, I don't want to tell. Negative thing which usually don't tell. But sadhus should tell. The Prabhupada said, what will happen? Fortunately, this movement should go on. Coming 10,000 years, the fortunate are those who stick to ISKCON and his family. And carry on what Prabhupada said. Prabhupada said, many things you will hear when I will go away. Prabhupada said this, Prabhupada said that. You check the book. What Prabhupada said, and follow that. It's not difficult. Still there are some devotees there. They are following what Prabhupada said. And he gave authority, this. You follow them. Sometimes maybe question may come. Of course, there are other things I don't tell. But Prabhupada said, at least make the best use of bad bhagya. You cannot expand. At least you maintain. Maintain standard, maintain beauty. If there is no beauty, everything is hollow, no substance. That is why Prabhupada said. You don't have to take a danda, you just don't think your wife, children are you give you sense enjoyment. Then you are a sannyasi. Why do you want to become a sannyasi? Take a dress of a sannyasi, you go to heaven. If you are not that quality there, better try to become a Vaishnava. Or a Vaishnava. Rest assured, go back to Godhead. This Jayananda Prabhu. Who said, I hope in this very life he will make it. So many of us can make it. Like follow Jayananda Prabhu. Like that. And Prabhu said, there are many of my girls are there, my daughters, spiritual, you know, they are no less than a, what is meant by a sannyasi ideal. They collect so much money by distributing book. But do not put a penny in the pocket, over giving away for Krishna's service. That is wanted. That's a purpose. In my book, I gave the ideal cases. Who is Brahmin, who is Brahmachari, who is Sannyasi, and we should check it. Either every night, Bhaktivinoda Thakura said, or every Ekadashi. If this could happen to this boy, Ajami, who is a perfect Brahmin family coming from all good quality, he fell down. What to speak of now, these days, so much deteriorated everywhere. There's no such thing pornography at that time, no such thing internet. Bhaktisiddhanta, the moment cinema came, that was a big maya. My Prabhupada knows how to turn into it. Ask Jodhuvara, make film. Oh, Hare Krishna film. And I remember I used to show. And life member come and see in Mayapur, show film. Mary Child or something called that. I forgot. Like a box. Like this. A screen and show Hare Krishna film. Jodhu are still making film on Krishna consciousness. Like that. Though he's a husband of a Gyastha. They are giving ideal example how a Gyastha can be a great preacher. And Prabhupada liked Jodhuvara very much at that time, I remember. You say, you know our photographer? You don't know. He's very proud. Every father, you see his son is very good. And he's very proud of it. So Prabhupada wants us to see like this, what he wrote in his book. And we should. Otherwise you can see whole world becoming like Beno. He won't accept. Who is, what is this? Scripture, throw them on the ocean. So becoming sannyasi, they don't have all these things. They don't control sense, eating meat, fish, egg, everything nowadays, so called monks. Now there is many countries, that is why. Buddha said, if you eat meat, becoming drinking, becoming a monk or nun, then naturally there will be now this thing. Child death, which is a big thing in some countries. But everywhere it is there. When you follow Prabhupada, there is not much chance. That is the price we have to pay now. The time is coming. Prabhupada says, I want an ideal society. Know all these things, enviousness. But this guy is envious. But he is rather saying, the Brahmin, you are envious of me. Those are demons, they are envious of God. That is why Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself, topmost authority, he is saying same thing here. This is the chapter 16, Krishna top authority. He is saying, taking shelter of insatiable lust, absorbed in the conceit of pride and false prestige, there is Venom saying here, the demoniac thus illusioned are always sold to unclean work, attracted by impermanent. The demoniac mentality is described here, Prabhupada is saying the purport. The demons have no satiation for their lust. They will go on increasing their insatiable desires for material enjoyment. There is material advancement. He said in scripture, you cannot go unless you qualify yourself to the mode of goodness. You can go to higher planets. But they are trying, sending Sputnik, Lord, and failure. Prabhupada said, when Prabhupada was asked, when they are trying, I remember, and one devotee was sitting, Prabhupada, hey, I forgot his name, Parameshwar. Where do you think they have gone? And Prabhupada is laughing, he is not saying, he is most probably left. Then all devotees accepted. Because they cannot go there. Just like from poor country come to a rich country, somebody, they usually ask, do you want to stay here? They will see his qualification. Have you got the visa from our embassy? They are qualified to enter. See your visa? No, Baba, go. So Krishna said, Uddhanga Chati Satyastha. If you want to go to higher place, you have to be in the mode of goodness. How many people are in the mode of goodness? They are in the mode of passion and ignorance. Seem to much by? Tata Rajastamo Bhava. Kama Lovatashchari. Unlimited material desire to enjoy. Lova, greed, covetousness, possess more. He has got limited. He may be taking a toast, a little chapati, and a little milk. Big empire. Maybe Buddha said when he dies, he may become a Mickey Mouse. Who is this 50 story building? He doesn't know. Give us this 50 story building, we can make Krishna center. That won't be. Very attire. Iron man. You hit his car, Audi, BMW. You hit me? India also. Some guy going in a good car and said, my one is taking a car, load of luggage. Hey, Thela! There is a car, it's called Thela, but he is calling the man as Thela. Thela means that he pulled the car. No, animal, not bullock cart or horse drawn cart. They themselves take. Still now it's there. Now some working so hard, it's not necessary. Why are you doing this? Huh? Working so hard. But tons, taking 78, say pound, every time an elephant takes, thousands of elephants in different countries, especially Southeast Asia. India is there, Africa, so many people. Prabhupada said, are they going 9 to 5 working? Hard? Who is giving them food? See, their nice body, chubby and strong. Krishna said, Nitto Nittana, Vedas said, Chetanas Chetananam. Krishna knows they require food and the already provision is there. Eko Bahunam, though Krishna is one, he, from an ant to an elephant, everyone is getting food. They are not going to 9 to 5 work. Are they going? They are not having the disease? Yes, they have. They get cut, injured. They have got hospital. Oh, Krishna arranges with you. There is a doctor also, mongoose. Get cut, injured. He didn't go to medical college to learn. Krishna arranged. He has got the knowledge. So Krishna said, Buddhi yogam dadami. To whom he could buddhi yoga? Tesham satata yuktanam. Bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam jenamam upayantite. Those who are doing that is his consciousness. Keep yourself 24 hours engaged till you become tired and take rest, take prasad. This is that. Then what he said? Tesham evanukam partham. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam. With love and devotion. There is ISKCON, Prabhupada. Even if you sweep floor with love and devotion, no less than any other guy who is doing a arati or a sannyasi, no less. Krishna will see your love. Krishna doesn't want anything. He doesn't want your service even. It's for your own. His credit goes to you. So Prabhupada made this society like that. And anybody, everybody can come to this society. And this is really intended, United Nations. Rathu Yatra Prabhupada started, but everybody comes. Now go, I sometimes go to Bangladesh, it's a Muslim country, go to Arab country, very difficult, sometimes very risky. Indonesia, where so many Australians, they kill, you know, in the Bali. Now soon I will go to Bali. And there we are doing Rathu Yatra, even Mullah, you know, cleric, Muslim. He is coming, taking prasad, attending our Rath Yatra. And the government, making logo and also sometimes advertisement, government with their money, advertisement. Jagannath is coming, Lord of the universe. You see what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says? A dream comes true, what he desires is called Satya Sam. Definitely will happen. One is intelligent, not cow dung in the brain. One who has got some brain stuff done, that is ISKCON, that is the ISKCON devotee. Pravish Sankita, they arrange all this, don't care for what happened. The Kirti said, you can't believe. The mullah of the village came, he said, oh, I like when your leader comes, I will listen, let's say, lecture. Yeah, can I come to your Rath Yatra festival? Yes, please, sir, come. And they are having festival, and the administrative head coming, you're giving them Bhagavad Gita. They are very pleased. Even, which is like a Mecca or Medina of Indonesia, Sulawesi, Gontalo, we are going to have now Rath Yatra soon. And there you have got seminar of Bhagavad Gita. Most of the clerics, many big gun, they all took Bhagavad Gita. We don't say this is Hindu Dharma program. We just say this is a book of knowledge. That you are not this body, you learn this thing. Once in India, there was one, we brought one, you know, you have all heard about Palestine leader one. Yasser Arafat. At that time, one of his bodyguards became our devotee. Oh. He recently died. His name is Rabunari. He said, they will kill me. So we used to give him protection by the government, say, RSS party. And he's going to different places for the parliament of India. There are many members coming. They are of that faith. So why are you preaching all these things? This is Hindu. He said, try to listen to me. There one, some governor, he's also of that faith. He said, can I talk to you a few minutes? Why are you preaching all these things in Hyderabad? He said, I will tell you, this is a book of knowledge. Why you understand? I am thick. Still, I belong to my group. You belong to our group. So why are you preaching all these things? Then he started telling, this is the book of knowledge. Now, then he said, suppose you are studying in a university, some third world country, say India, Pakistan, say Indonesia, some nuclear physics. Yes? Yes? So what? You have studied. You sure know there are some advanced country. They have got much more deeper understanding of nuclear physics. Yes? Possible? Yeah. So if you go there to study, anything wrong? No. Then why is wrong here? Our Quran cannot answer anything. Bible. No philosophy. Do this, don't do this, don't do this. Why he became a hog? I am becoming a human being. Can you answer? Cannot answer. But our Veda, Bhagavad Gita Krishna is saying, as you associate with the mode and material, higher authority is watching, karmana daiva netena, sangat samdhyayata kama. So now you are flying in a paraglider. I see in India also here. So some authority is watching. You are now surfing. Not surfing, just surfing. Why? Next guy may become who can do all these things. He will put higher authority, put him in that sort of womb, and he will become a dolphin and I'm playing. He will become maybe a seagull. He will become a croc in the water. Croc, you're going to McDonald's. Oh, nice. Finger chips and all that. Kentucky. Hungry Jack. Now India, so degraded, getting, selling, exporting, many people don't know, you know, find it out. They are selling beef, big exporter, getting degraded. So many things happening now. Live together, all these things started. So we have got hope is just gone. There is only one flag, is Krishna. Hare, only one mantra. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Rama. So Prabhupada says, if you follow this thing, what I gave you all become good. Doesn't matter if you are a Brahmin, Sannyasi, Vyastha, Brahmacharya, manager. But goal has to be to become a pure devotee. Fool has to become a Vaishnava, a Vaishnava. And the symptom is, I told it. Chaitanya Chaitanya is written, Krishna also said to Uddhava, before Krishna went back to the spiritual world, he said, you want to understand, please can go back to Godhead. Don't go back to Godhead now with me. You go to Vajina, I give you knowledge of what is devotion. Who is the devotee? Here is the symptom of a devotee. He will manifest simply by rendering devotional service, whether brahmachari, grihastha, or collecting money or distributing book, as he develops all this quality character. He's simple, he doesn't quarrel with anybody, you know, he's self-controlled, he's mitabhuk, moderately, he eats some prasad only, not other thing. All means 28 quality. What do you mean? When started the movement, he was, if you want to go, our goal is go back to God. Huh? If you are serious, yes, ask yourself every night, you are serious, am I making any advancement, development? You don't have to endeavor for this. Automatically simply carrying out the order of the authority, spiritual leader, you will gradually develop all this control. Control over things. You don't have to try controlling senses. Simply take prasad. The control tongue is control. Yes? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur say, sarira abhidya ja jalindiya tahekarbya. This demon, or is a Ravan or Kumbhakarna, he is 6 months sleeping, 6 months eating like a 600 people's food. And so sleeping also like that for 6 months. Most of the people are either little like Ravan or little like Kumbhakarna, little like Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu, after sense gratification and wealth, more after woman, money, and all this. And nothing else. So they are gliding down to a lower. Krishna said, Kippami. He said, I put them in a species, like big crop, and they are saying, 24 feet long, biggest croc. Why we are? We only want to eat other meat. So you are eating love, you are in water, maybe become. You come from Bangladesh, okay. South of Bengal, full of crocs. Yes. It's called World Heritage mangroves there. And they are world famous tiger. Here on the land, eating cool meat, you become Royal Bengal tiger. You are a Bengali. That is what people say. But ISKCON devotee? No. No meat, fish, and Baba. Take prasad, ISKCON. So, Prabhupada is saying that demoniac qualities of this. Following such conclusion, demoniac, who are lost to themselves, who have no intelligence, engage in unbeneficial, horrible work meant to destroy the world. That is what is happening now, everybody is making a big weapons and depends so much, saying, maybe ISKCON can say, once we thought that from 1986 or before, Prabhupada is telling, and that Prabhupada is saying there could be war, third war, Prabhupada said, maybe there will be definitely destruction. Prabhupada said, no. If you profusely, just like England, sometimes Germany was bombing, and Hitler is thinking, I will just turn into dust. So we have to, like bombing, distribute this book to every country, especially those who are, you know, influencing world, you know, politics, country. Distribute their Russia, America, and other some countries. Profusely this my literature. You feel you check. So from 86 we are thinking there is some prediction in southern South American old civilization, Maya, Aztec, Inca. Then maybe this time, 2000, you know, around that time, or 2012 or two, many times we say have prediction there will be world war and there will be catastrophe. Throughout the world. And Prabhupada said, it all can be possible to check following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sankirtan movement. Every town, every village, we should send our men who chant in this thing. People simply hearing, they may not like or may like, doesn't matter. Don't like, give them prasad. We are so nice, you see that. Communist country I went, I was chanting, Estonia, Latvia, another, the small countries there. And Bhakti Chaitanya Mahajnani Mahatma, so much go there. And going there. And people in the street, what you are doing? You look very joyful like that. They say, stop! Please come with us. Join in chanting. And they like. The devotees are so bright faces, chanting, dancing. I usually have a going, there is Sankirtan party. I usually go there. Yesterday was a long time without Sankirtan, from the beginning till end, little before I left. Huh? As much as possible. Then I am heading for almost 80 coming to. But I like it. Whoever said this is good. Everybody likes prasad. You should like all the Harikatha, Harinam, devotees association. This is making our attachment to Krishna. And we have to go on increasing, increasing, and one day we'll have love of Godhead. Definitely we'll be joined with Krishna, singing, dancing in Vrindavan, having enjoying picnic. If you like, really like that. Or with Radharani, or with Mother Jasoda, Nanda Baba. In the spiritual world, no like Vrindavan, no demon. They're like a picture, or something like a statue is there, like that. Those things are, no, nothing bad is there. Material world, good, bad, ultimately, everything is bad. Everything is common of the toilet. There, you cannot expect in the toilet, nice pregnant, you may put something. It can never straighten. Dog's tail, you cannot straighten for a long time. For a little while, this is material world. It's like a dog's tail. You try to adjust, and they go, it is straight now. If it's straightened, we have made it everything square. Alright, back up. Now, again, in the short time, again, it will be curly. This is material world. But Krishna consciousness means no dog's tail. Krishna's hand is there, supreme controller. The Asamartha, nobody is equal to him, nobody is higher than him. And this guy, from Dhruva Maharaj's family, because of bad association in Poland, and Beno, he's been so much advised by the Brahmins, he won't accept. Brahmins know the scripture. He doesn't know scripture. So he's saying you are envious. So, here we have got a great responsibility as ISKCON devotee to show others how to become happy, how to have peacefulness by Bhuktaram Jagratapasam. Krishna is the enjoyer. Ishabasam, that's what Prabhupada name indicates. Name is called ISKCON. Ish means control. And real controller is Krishna, not us. You may try so much. Actual control. Though we accept Krishna is the controller, Krishna is the proprietor, Bhuktaram Jagatasam, Sarvalokamah, Suhidam, he is our best friend, not my wife, not my husband. Then there is peace, then there is peace, then there is peace. Otherwise, never peace. Never peace. There is only ISI gone, now there is something else. But in ISKCON there is no ISI. Nothing. You don't have to think of it. They are in Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha. No anxiety. No anxiety. Don't have to tell. I am okay. Now there is face death. Face is the index of mind. But I don't know. I simply can read what Prabhupada is saying. People will become more and more unhappy. Bad, Maharaj, king, bad. He was installed on the throne. But he behaved very badly, and praja or the citizen were very much unhappy. So the great sages said to persons, approach the king, because the king is supposed to be directed by the saintly person, but he won't accept. Person. And they are advising Nipa, Vajja, Nibodha, Etat Jatte, Bigga, Payama. Pama, oh, my dear king, whatever we are speaking to you, kindly hear with attention. And Krishna many times will say, Tat Sinu, So Krishna consciousness means, first of all, one should listen from a realized soul very carefully. You should listen what Prabhupada is saying. Then Krishna being within the heart, he cleans the heart. Tata rajastamo bhava kama lobha tarashtade. All the dirty sin, nashta prayaso vandusu. Nittam bhagavata seva. We have got a disease, chronic, from time immemorial. Enjoying sense gratification. Who can say, I don't can enjoy my senses? Krishna is the enjoyer. Give it to Krishna, then take prasad. Chanam mrita pao, radha Krishna, then you can become bhakta. But anybody comes here, you say, please chant Hare Krishna. Maybe he is not taking prasad. He came here, he is continuing. The outside not. You will find many, he doesn't say Hare Krishna. Yes? You will see. There is devotee, pure, he has not chant. And this way you can understand, that's what Prabhupada is saying. Ayu, Sri, Bala, Kirtinam, Tava, Tata, Vivardhanam. If you kindly hear our advice, then you will live long. A pious man lives long. Impious man dies very soon. Even one who is pure devotee, he can prolong his duration of life more than what is destined for him. Everyone has got a destination. This person will live for so many years, like the Bhagavad said. The Bhagavad Gita said, Shoginan Samati Taitan, Brahma Bhuvayo Kalpate, Mamcha Jo Abhavichayana, Bhakti Joge Na Sevate. Anyone who engages himself in pure devotional service, that means Anna Vilasita Sunnam, not like Kormi, I have got unlimited desire. Yes, we are not stone. We don't can say that I don't have desire. Yeah, desire. What desire? Mama Janmani, Janmani, sorry, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us how to pray. Mama, life after life, without any motivation, I want to serve him. This is his God. And so the number is increasing. Some type of people, those who are pious, previously they are all coming. They are coming. Some or other, either if he doesn't come by hearing, we give them prasad. The time is over. Yeah? Yes? So I cannot say, I am just repeating what Krishna is saying, Prabhupada is saying. And you are listening. This is what says, Rapsususu Sadda Dhanasa. We hear with Sraddha, faith, Vasudeva Katharachi, then you develop taste. As Narad Muni said, I'm listening from them, I develop a taste, Krishna Katha. Not only duration, Sri Balam, unless you are healthy, there will not be no beauty, and you will get this all these things. So you will get beauty, you get good health, all these things. And you will become famous, enjoy, jasa, healthy. Bright and beautiful, this is what devotees are. Sri Bala, strength and kirtina. You will become famous. Many people were not known by anybody. The moment they join Krishna consciousness, they become famous. Yes or no, you'll find. Nobody used to know you. But the moment you become a bhakta, so many people talk about. The same Prabhupada gave the example, Chopra said, who can be, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, so fortunate, like Madhavendra Puripad. Nobody knew him, but he was a great devotee. He was Ishwarpuri, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as guru, and his guru was Madhavendra Puri. We are coming in disruptive succession. What so happened, Prabhupada said, Madhavendra Puri went to Vrindavan, as usual we go, like to, many of you want to go someday to Vrindavan. Madhavendra was going to Vrindavan. Because Bhaktivinoda, like he, Narottam Das type said, Vishwaracharya, when he was given up, this sense gratification. He enjoys by chanting, dancing. He can also develop this. He was chanting, dancing, so much absorbed, going to Vrindavan, oh, this is non-different from Krishna. He's chanting, dancing, everywhere, Krishna's place of pastime, he is going like that. Forgetting his bodily demands. Nidra ahara vijito. And bodily demand most important is eating and sleeping. And he doesn't care for days. But Krishna doesn't like that. Krishna is not like Krishna is always thinking of his devotee. Devotee is thinking of Krishna. Krishna is also thinking of his devotee. Krishna knows he didn't think. He didn't eat for days. Came to Govinda Kunda, where Krishna's pastime, Indra, came to Krishna. He committed offense. He thought, oh, this little boy. If you are saying he is God, little boy there doing like this, and stop, Indra Jagga. Huh? How dare he does that? So impudent, he is asking his father, father, don't do this Jagga, do Govardhan Puja, all food men. No, no, I will do that, this or this. No, 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 first do this. He did that, Annakut Govardhan Puja. Indra got angry. Sent Samvartaka, a cloud, which rains like during inundation, pralaya, Brahma's night, or something like that. When Brahma's night, huh? There is always pralaya, once, creation, like that, heavy rain, everything's devastated. But Krishna simply to crush the pride, little boy though, but he is God himself. Swayam Bhagavan, he took his little finger, it takes only, the king of heaven, to crush his pride, his little finger. Everybody come under this umbrella, picked up the Govardhani. All Brajavasi, not only Mata Jasoda, Nanda Baba, and all the cowherd boys, girls, cows, all living entities, all, even cows are other, buffalo, goat, everybody is coming. All living in Chanda there. And when they are going, it is mentioned, even there it is not raining. Krishna arranged something. How? God knows. Krishna taking shelter. 7 days, 7 nights. And Indra struck with wonder, what? Who is this boy? God giving shelter all of them. He could understand who he is. As Brahma also was once bewildered by testing Krishna. You can understand, I committed offense, better go. Ask for forgiveness, bathe him, abhishek as we do, with Govinda Kunda water, and all, with brought his elephant, Vaidyavata or whoever. When he came that place, the devotee is supposed to go where the Krishna has his pastime and glorify all those things, discuss and enhance his attachment to Krishna consciousness. Krishna. There is his place of pastime, his name, form, beauty, his devotees' glories. And thus doing that. And the Madhavendra Puri, when they are going, he was chanting there. And suddenly, he found a little boy came. Who are you? Baba, this is some milk for you. You are not coming to the village for begging. Who told you? You are for days. You are fasting. Who told you? Then you see in the Govinda Kunda, our village people are coming, all the ladies. They are telling, this sadhu is not coming to us for food. So I came to give. You see how Krishna thinking of the devotees. So nice. Upad went without nothing, without anything, only $40 or $3, which is 40 rupees. Upad, in 10 years, Krishna made it 40 crore. Who is sending? Krishna is sending. Still this thing going on now. ISKCON. So, this happened, then she thought, who are you? I am a boy from this village coming. Wait. Very nice of you. Thank you very much. He said, I give you the pot, wait. And he turned, he said, no, I have to go for milking. Okay, you'll come later, don't worry. Look, disappear. Anyway, when he was again after drinking, he is doing japa. He is feeling a little drowsy. Again that little boy came to his dream. And he told Madhavendra, Puri, you are my eternal servant. I am waiting for you when Madhavendra will come and pick me up, the pujari here, put me under the dirt between the bush, between the Govinda Kunda and Govardhan Hill in that bush. Then come here, hold his hand, here, dig it up, and you cannot call the village people. I am the village deity here. They don't know. And ask them to bring all instrument to dig up and bring it. And establish me as temple, and I am hungry like anything. hills of food and stuff. Bring more and more. And bathe me. I am feeling hot for a long time. Never bathe me. To do abhishek. And the lady is bringing a pot full of water and bathing him. Bathing him. Big festival. Prabhupada is saying, why he is so fortunate? Then again he one day told, he established it. Many times when he became very old, he brought some men from Bengal to have a pujari and going village to village inviting the deity. See, deity is still there. Sinadji is in Nathodara, Gujarat, Vallabhacharya tributary. It was on the Govardhan Hill. Established many temples. Then he told, can you? I am feeling hot in summer of Vrindavan, so hot. Can you smear, you know, sandalwood pulp on my body? Then I feel, you know, this feel mitigated, this feeling hot. He is 80 years old nearly, very old. But he is testing. So all devotees are tested of it. Love means sacrifice. Love means dedication. He's got many people went to jail, suffered so much. Some died. One lady died. He took the risk of her life in West Africa. One guy, bad rebellion dictator, every 2 weeks, 1 month, ministry is changing and like that. And anybody criticize him, he can even kill him, shoot him. And going to shoot ISKCON devotees. The little said, we should not do, allow us to do this. Call them. No, you can shoot him. And that Mataji, what he did it, he said, please, you know, don't give heavy punishment. Why? She knew that this guy usually doesn't kill women. But he can do that. He's a crazy person. He took the risk and she sacrificed her life. That guy, beast story, what he would say, he should, everybody and also shoot her. So devotee has to take some time risk, man. And Krishna never forgets. And properly Krishna is aware of them also. Don't everybody has to be a... Everybody cannot be a book distributor. Everybody cannot be a big authority, efficient. But can sacrifice. This is love. This is devotion. Madhavendra Puri at that time took the risk. Go maybe 15,000 miles or something like that. From Vrindavan to Mathura. At that time it's not like here. He has no going by horse or a palkin or something. He has to go by walking. No train, no plane. So he took that. But when he's coming back, collecting, before that there's something happened. He appeared one place in Odisha where on his way there is a Gopinath deity there. The deity, famous, everybody knows he likes kheer. Condensed milk. Then he thought, if I could get that, then he thought, this is offense. Maybe I should cook something for Krishna, kheer, and offer to Gopinath. Then I can. But Gopinath is so nice. You know, devotee always repent. But Gopinath understand. And the pujari, after putting the devotee in rest, when he was going to take rest himself, pujari, sleeping, he had a dream. That Gopinath is saying, my great devotee, his name is Madhavendra Puri, is in the marketplace, he or sadhu, he is chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So I have some kheer for him too. And I hide him behind my cloth, back to my feet. So you go and collect and give it to him. So how fortunate he is. So pujari, make it short, time is over. So, no question, I will finish now. Now, when he came, pujari, so really? Hare, I didn't put anything. Who put it here? And Krishna put it. For his devotee, he said, feel for his devotee. So, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, who can be so fortunate like Madhavendra Puri? Because Madhavendra Puri got it, then he paying obeisance and spreading like anything. The same very night, you know, this will spread, people will know he's a great devotee, he ran away to another place. But where he went, there also it has gone there, Jagannath Puri. He collected the sandalwood and going. Then Krishna, when he came back there, again, to Gopinath, the border between Bengal and Odisha, he had a dream. Then the same deity who asked him to bring sandalwood, he came in a dream that Gopal, the Madhavendra, I don't want, you are so old, don't have to come with the sandalwood here again. such a long distance. I am here as Gopinath. Why didn't you make paste and give it here? And I am, and this Gopinath is non-defined. And I will get relief. You see how fortunate Madhavendra Prabhu. So the devotees are considered fortunate. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. No more question answer because there is no time. Yeah? Very good. Bhakta Vaishnava Vaishnavi.